Page 112. 1. Reading. B. Read for main ideas. Read the article. How big is the tourist industry? What are the challenges for the agencies that manage tourism? The tourist threat.
Tourism is one of the world's largest industries. According to the World Travel and Tourism Council, it's a $2 trillion business that directly accounts for almost 1 in 11 jobs globally. Worldwide, many countries have come to rely heavily on tourism as an important part of their economy, while other countries, such as some of the smaller Caribbean island nations, are almost completely dependent on tourism for their survival. Despite its economic benefits, tourism has a downside too. While countries eagerly spend millions attracting tourists to their shores, they are also struggling with the negative impacts that tourism brings with it. One of the biggest threats is environmental. The building of roads, hotels, and resorts can quickly destroy those very beautiful landscapes on which tourism depends in the first place. Development on wetlands, for example, impacts wildlife. Forests disappear as they are cleared to make way for buildings and to provide fuel. In addition, the tourist industry also puts a huge pressure on scarce water supplies. In dry Mediterranean areas, tourists using leisure facilities like swimming pools and golf courses consume almost twice as much water as local residents. Tourism accounts for about 60% of air travel and creates noise and air pollution, which have negative effects on the environment. In Yosemite National Park, in the U.S., the number of roads and parking lots has increased so much to keep pace with the growing number of visitors that smog is now adversely affecting the wildlife and vegetation. Tourism is also responsible for producing huge amounts of waste. Cruise ships in the Caribbean generate a lot of trash, more than 70,000 tons each year. It even affects remote regions like the Himalayas, where Everest, the world's highest mountain, has more than 100 tons of trash sitting on its slopes and peaks. In spite of these problems, responsibly managed tourism can bring many positive benefits to communities and the environment. Revenues from park entrance fees pay for the protection of sensitive areas, or in Borneo for the care of young orangutans. Income from departure taxes in Belize covers some of the costs of conserving the reefs. Furthermore, tourism brings people into close contact with natural areas like rainforests and can give them a better understanding of the environment and the consequences of destroying it. This awareness can lead to pressure on local governments to preserve these beautiful areas and can result in the protection of endangered plants and animals. A further positive effect of tourism is that it can lead to alternate employment opportunities. In Guatemala, Spanish language schools for tourists now hire local people who were previously employed in industries such as hunting and deforestation. Although tourism has many positive benefits, it clearly has a negative impact as well. The challenge for local and national agencies is to manage tourism so that communities can benefit economically, and yet at the same time, make sure that the tourist areas are preserved for all to enjoy.